The death of Poland's president raises more questions than answers about the country's political future and its place in Europe. Marcin Walter is a foreign news correspondent with Radio Z. He's been traveling between Warsaw and Moscow while covering the story, and we've reached him in Warsaw. Marcin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us what the state is of Poland's government? Is it too early to begin to see candidates who might want to run for the presidency?
No, it is not too early at all, because the presidential elections, which were to be held later this year in the autumn, but after the death of Polish president, they will be held in June. And the actual presidential campaign is starting right now, right after the Polish president will be buried in Krakow.
Who are the major candidates running?
One of the major candidates is Bronisław Komorowski, currently the Speaker of the Lower House of Polish Parliament. He is the member of Civic Platform, the ruling party. And actually, even if President Lech Kaczyński was running for presidency, Bronisław Komorowski, according to opinion polls, had bigger chances of becoming the next Polish president. So at this situation we're in right now in Poland, it's very much sure that Bronisław Komorowski will become the next Polish president. The other minor candidates are actually thinking of withdrawing even from the elections, but they haven't made a decision. We're waiting for the decision later next week.
As you know, Lech Kaczyński's identical twin brother is a former prime minister of Poland. Do you think he will run?
At this moment, it's only a political rumor, actually. Hmm. As far as I know, the members of his party, the Law and Justice Party, they would like him to be a substitute for his brother. But Jarosław Kaczyński didn't talk about it with his colleagues from party. So it's too early for now. He's emotionally shattered after the loss of his brother and many friends of his party.
Marcin, I have one more question for you. Before he died, former President Kaczyński, he fought for Poland to have a bigger role in the European Union. And the country now has one of Europe's fastest growing economies. What happens now?
I wouldn't predict that there will be any turmoil in Polish politics or in Poland's role in the European Union. In my opinion, at the moment, Lech Kaczyński and Prime Minister Donald Tusk actually wanted the same. The only difference is they wanted to achieve all these things in different ways. Lech Kaczyński, he was very willing to fight for Polish interests. Donald Tusk and his government way of dealing with matters, of Polish matters and European matters, is very much more diplomatic politics of Poland.
Marcin Walter is a foreign news correspondent for Radio Z in Warsaw, Poland. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.